Welcome to Riverfront Stadium in Cincinnati, for the game between the St. Louis Cardinals and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Geronimo Pena. Batting second. The shortstop, Ozzie Smith. Batting third. The first baseman, Greg Jeffries. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Todd Zeil. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bernard Gilkey. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Mark Whiten. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Rod Brewer. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tom Pignazzi. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Alan Watson. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Alan Watson. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jacob Brumfield. Batting second. The first baseman, Hal Morris. Batting third. The right fielder, Reggie Sanders. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Chris Sabo. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Tim Costo. Batting sixth. The catcher, Joe Oliver. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Juan Samuel. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jeff Branson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bobby Ayala. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Bobby Ayala. And now, play ball. Geronimo Pena is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Pena takes first base on ball 4. Ozzie Smith batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Smith hits a fly ball into right field. Sanders settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jeffries strikes out. 2 outs. Todd Zeil is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Zeil hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pena moves to third. Bernard Gilkey is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Gilkey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Branson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Jacob Brumfield is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Brumfield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smith scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Hal Morris is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Morris strikes out. 2 outs. Reggie Sanders is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Sanders hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Brewer. Sanders reaches second base with a double. Chris Sabo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sabo hits a fly ball into center field. Whiten settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Whiten hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rod Brewer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. There goes Whiten. The throw from Oliver and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Rod Brewer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brewer hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Sanders. Brewer reaches second base with a double. Whiten scores. It's 1-0, Cardinals. Tom Pignazzi is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Pignazzi hits a ball on the ground towards short. Branson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Alan Watson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Watson hits a line drive towards third. Sabo reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Geronimo Pena is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Peña is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Peña hits a line drive towards short. Branson misplays the ball. That's an error on Branson. Brewer moves to third. Ozzie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morris scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Smith for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Tim Costo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Costo hits a fly ball into left field. Gilkey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Oliver hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Cardinals, 1, Reds, 1. Juan Samuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Samuel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Peña scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jeff Branson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Branson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Peña scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Reds 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffries is 0-for-1 in the game. Jeffries hits a line drive towards short. Branson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Todd Zeile is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Zeile is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Zeile hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bernard Gilkey is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Gilkey is 0-for-1 in the game. Gilkey hits a line drive towards third. Sabo catches it and throws to first to double up Zeile. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Bobby Ayala is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Ayala hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Peña settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jacob Brumfield is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Brumfield is 0-for-1 in the game. Brumfield hits a line drive into center field. Whiten settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Morris is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Morris is 0-for-1 in the game. Morris hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Gilkey. Morris reaches second base with a double. Reggie Sanders is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sanders is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Sanders strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Reds 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Whiten is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Whiten strikes out. One out. Rod Brewer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Brewer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Brewer hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Cardinals. Tom Pignozzi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pignozzi is 0-for-1 in the game. Pignozzi hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Samuel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Watson is 0-for-1 in the game. Watson hits a line drive into left field. Costo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Reds 1. the Reds will come to bat. Chris Sabo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sabo is 0-for-1 in the game. Sabo takes first base on ball 4. Tim Costo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Costo is 0-for-1 in the game. Costo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smith picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Smith. Sabo moves to third. Costo moves to second. Joe Oliver is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Oliver hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-2, Reds. Juan Samuel is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Samuel is 0-for-1 in the game. Samuel strikes out. 1 out. Jeff Branson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Branson is 0-for-1 in the game. Branson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smith scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Bobby Ayala is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Ayala is 0-for-1 in the game. Ayala hits a fly ball into right field. Brewer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cardinals 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Geronimo Pena is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Pena is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Pena strikes out. 1 out. Ozzie Smith batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Samuel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Jeffries is 0-for-2 in the game. Jeffries hits a ball on the ground towards short. Branson fields it. Throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cardinals 2. The Reds will come to bat. Jacob Brumfield is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Brumfield is 0-for-2 in the game. Brumfield hits a fly ball into center field. Whiten settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Hal Morris is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Morris is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Morris hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Reggie Sanders is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Sanders is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Sanders hits a pop-up towards short. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Chris Sabo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Sabo is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Sabo hits a pop-up towards short. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cardinals 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Todd Zeil is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Zeil is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Zeil hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Samuel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Bernard Gilkey is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Gilkey is 0-for-2 in the game. Gilkey hits a fly ball into center field. Brumfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Whiten is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Whiten hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Samuel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cardinals 2. The Reds will come to bat. Tim Costo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Costo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Costo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smith scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Oliver is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Oliver is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 4 RBIs. Oliver strikes out. 2 outs. Juan Samuel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Samuel is 0-for-2 in the game. Samuel hits a fly ball into center field. Whiten settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cardinals 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Rod Brewer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brewer is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Brewer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tom Pignazzi is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Pignazzi is 0-for-2 in the game. Pignazzi strikes out. 1 out. Gerald Perry pinch hits for Alan Watson. Gerald Perry is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Perry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brewer moves to second. Geronimo Pena is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Pena is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Pena strikes out. 2 outs. Ozzie Smith batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Smith is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a pop-up towards third. Sabo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cardinals 2. The Reds will come to bat. Omar Olivera's now pitching. Jeff Branson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Branson is 0-for-2 in the game. Branson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pena scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Gary Varsho pinch hits for Bobby Ayala. Gary Varsho is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Varsho hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, Reds. Jacob Brumfield is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brumfield is 0-for-3 in the game. Brumfield hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Hal Morris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brumfield. The throw from Pignazzi and he is out, Pena applying the tag. 2 outs. Hal Morris batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Morris is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Morris hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jeffries scoops it up and throws to first, with Olivera's covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Cardinals 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Johnny Ruffin now pitching. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Jeffries is 0-for-3 in the game. Jeffries hits a line drive beyond second. Samuel can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Todd Zeile is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Zeile is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Zeile strikes out. 1 out. Bernard Gilkey is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Gilkey is 0-for-3 in the game. Gilkey hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Samuel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whiten is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Whiten hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jeffries moves to second. Rod Brewer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Brewer is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Brewer hits a line drive into center field. Brumfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Cardinals 2. The Reds will come to bat. Reggie Sanders is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Sanders is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Sanders hits a ball on the ground towards third. Zile fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Chris Sabo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sabo is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Sabo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sanders moves to third. Thomas Howard pinch hits for Tim Costo. Thomas Howard is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Peña fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Sanders scores. 2 outs. It's 6-2, Reds. Joe Oliver is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Oliver is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 4 RBIs. Oliver strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Cardinals 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Thomas Howard now playing left field. Tom Pignazzi is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Pignazzi is 0 for 3 in the game. Pignazzi hits a fly ball into right field. Sanders settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Luis Alicia pinch hits for Omar Olivares. Luis Alicia is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Alicia strikes out. 2 outs. Geronimo Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Peña is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Peña hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ozzie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Peña moves to second. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jeffries is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Jeffries takes first base on ball 4. Peña moves to third. Smith moves to second. Todd Zile is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Zile is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Zile hits a fly ball into right field. Sanders settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 6, and St. Louis Cardinals, 2. Goodbye from Riverfront Stadium in Cincinnati.